self-growth isn't for sissy. You cannot be a sissy and do this hard work. You just can't. I know for me, for a long time, I would avoid the pain. And I found when I avoid the pain, I would keep in the loop.
Yeah.
In my head, I knew, but because my body was still responding the same way, I would stay in that damn loop. Finally, it's like, all right, Jan, you can do this. You can feel the pain. And I ain't no sissy.
I ain't no sissy. Brava.
Yay.
Yeah, it is hard work. So in our first episode of this, we did 3 episodes on transformation. And our first one was on noticing. I've always thought I was an incredible noticer. I notice everything outside of me, but noticing what's going on inside, woohoo! There was a little alarm that went off. And, I mean, I think that the podcast is interesting because we're learning right alongside of you guys. So
yeah,
it's challenging us as well. We talked about the value of noticing what's really transpiring inside of you, that there's huge value in it, right?
Yeah, there's huge value. Just sitting with it. And when you're noticing, don't turn away from what you notice. It's, oh. And the art of not shaming yourself in the noticing, right? Yeah. That we're all human and we're all here to grow and learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And you gotta want it. You gotta want it.
You do. You gotta. And it's, you know, when we talk about this stuff, I hope you understand that we aren't saying, oh, you can, it's so light, you got this. No.
It's hard work.
It is hard work. And you do have to want it, and you do have to want to change. And so it's, even with me, I was living in survival mode for so long, damn, I was good at noticing. But that's called hypervigilance. That's not survival. It's a little bit different when you notice when you're in a love situation, like you're loving yourself, you're caring for yourself. And then that kind of noticing is what we're talking about. We're not going into fight or flight or survival. It's that moment.
Intentional, right? Purposeful.
Yes.
And compassionate about yourself.
Yeah. Very much
noticing the things you've overcome. We talked about that, I think, in our first episode.
Yeah.
About, like, we've overcome so much and we survived it.
Yes.
And grew from it. Yes. So,
win. Yes.
And then we talked in our second episode about clarity and that idea of recognizing what your biases are and what old stories you have that you keep stirring up in your brain. Guilty. I'm so guilty of this. I've really been working on it.
Me too.
I'm proud of myself because I've made progress, but it's been hard work of really trying to analyze what is it? Why do I hold this bias, or why do I hold on to this story? What is it about it that I want in me? Why?
Those old stories, again, the loop, the old stories that you create within a wound, within something that maybe you didn't even feel like it was traumatic, but your body took it as that. I don't know, but damn, they can get powerful. I mean, those old stories can come in and start like driving the wheel, right? I mean, and then you have to sit back and go, wait a minute, that's not who I am, nor is it who I want to be. Do you feel that, right? You feel those places of, wait, no. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think clarity for me has come in. It's time.
Yeah, that idea of realizing who you want to become.
Yeah.
Clear about who is that person that's in me that I want to be more.
Right. It's and when you're coming out of abusive situations, and mind you, I'm not hanging on to that, but it's part of my story, and then it's part of my old stories, and then I want to create stories with new people that I meet in my life that's from the old story.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's a tangle.
Oh, say that fast. But it's the truth, and if I want new, I have to create new. Yes. It's not up to the other person to be the new. It's up to me. To
yes.
me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Like, you create yourself. I mean, there's certain circumstances you have no choice about.
Yeah.
But there's so much choice in your attitude, in your behavior, and
yeah. Yes.
How you show up.
Yeah. Yes, it's, and it is, I feel like moving, I don't want to say act as if, but when you start the noticing and you start going, oh, this is who I want to be. This is who I'm becoming. This is who I'm supposed to be. And moving into those, that motion, that action helps me bring clarity to the old stories. Now, I can really start differentiating between old and new. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I know you started journaling, and that really helps in getting you journal resistor. Wow, doesn't it just makes so much more things, much more of your life clear to you,
yeah.
because you've written it down and you can see it, and then you hold that. It's And then you can see your change.
Yeah.
Because you journaled it.
It's exciting.
You look back at your old journal and go, oh my God, I can't believe I thought like that.
Well, or for me, and I've thrown some of those away, where you say you're in the loop, you can actually see yeah. the loop that you are in, were in. So yep. no more loops, Mary. No more loops.
And the last episode we did was on trust. We just did that last week, about trusting your intuition and trusting the time it takes to change, right? Oh, yeah.
Do you
in fact,
feel like you, it was like, this should have been done yesterday.
Yeah.
Hello.
Come on, snap it up. What's wrong with you? I was thinking this morning about how slow, you can't see a mountain change, but if you look over time, if you look at geology records of things, you can see that they changed. And hopefully we don't take as long as a mountain does to change, because we'll be dead.
Well.
But it's that idea that you have to trust that you are growing, you are changing. Yeah. You might not see it unless you journal, but yeah.
Do you notice that
journal.
The dropping of the journal?
Journal comment. Frequently.
No, but Mary really was my I journaled on and
ass
off
kicker.
Life, and she was kicking my ass. She's like, come on,
get that,
come on,
get to it, girl.
It did.
Oh gosh. Anyway, any last thoughts, Jan?
I just want to encourage you that I was going to say journaling. No, transformation.
See, it's in your
transformation is powerful. It's empowering. It's strengthening. It's confidence building. Just start again noticing, even if your notice is just a small win that you had, and then take action on that. That will bring you clarity for the next right thing, and then. I don't know. Learning to trust myself has been huge. That I whether right or wrong, I don't give a shit now. Whether right or wrong, I'm going to trust what I think, and I'll fail forward or I'll win forward. Either way, right?
Yep.
You know.
Awesome.
How about you? How about you, Mary?
I think that whole business of shaking loose old stories.
Yeah.
And negative thoughts that stir up in my head,
yeah.
and I have to stop myself regularly. Regularly, but I'm getting better.
Regularly. On the regular.
Let's be regular.
It is. Again, it's a workout. It's a workout.
Yep. And a consistent effort.
Yes.
If we can do it, so can you, right?
Oh my gosh. Hello.
Oh, wow.
That's why we're here. It's like we're just regular old women, and if we can do it,
you so can do it. Okay, friends. We'll be back with another episode. Another week.
Another time. Y'all take care. Thank you.